Hi there, Billy Hindle here, the voice of Alice Dyer in the Magnus Protocol. As part of the Magnus Archive's 10th anniversary, Rusty Quill is hosting a special Magnus Live show at the upcoming Crossed Wires Podcast Festival in Sheffield. Join co-creators Jonathan Sims and Alexander J. Newell on the 5th of July for a new iteration of our live show, Statement Begins, where you can hear fan-favourite statements such as Anglerfish, Red Live, and gain exclusive insights into the creation and history of the show straight from the creators themselves. You can buy your tickets now, including limited numbers of meet and greet tickets, from crossedwires.live or the link in the description of this episode.
Hi everyone, it's Kareem, the voice of Simon Fairchild from the Magnus Archives. Today I'm here to advertise Beck's End, an upcoming new audio drama that will be launching on the RQ network. Beck's End is a folk horror audio drama about isolation, belief, radicalization, and poses the question if redemption is possible. When floodwaters swallow an idyllic English Lake District village, a stranded journalist finds herself trapped in a rising tide of fear. Cut off from the outside world, she begins to uncover horrors both human and biblical, lurking beneath the surface. If this intrigues you, you can support the creation of Beck's End on Kickstarter until the 17th of July. For more information on the show and to pledge your support, visit becksend.com. That's becksend.com. And you might recognize a voice here or there. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
Hello, everyone. It's Johnny. Welcome back to our interim gaming adventure, the title of which I have definitely remembered because we are recording this all in one long session, definitely haven't had any sort of technical break.
No one's computer's motherboard died in the middle of an episode. What? That didn't happen.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so love to continue exactly from where we left off with nobody misremembering any details.
Something about an abyss?
Yeah, there was,
isn't
it was
the before
twilight?
The twilight of the blind abyss.
Twilight of the abyss. Freddy
of the
wins.
Blinding abyss.
The blind abyss.
Yeah, yeah, cool. So welcome back.
Any continuity errors are actually
very clever and you just didn't get
a
them.
A darkness in the fabric of being ripping through reality.
Exactly. So, as we've mentioned, I'm Johnny, your GM. And who do we have just talking nonsense?
I'm Ben. Listen to the Stella Firma and Rascal Gaming.
Stop
please.
That. Who are you playing?
What?
Stop plugging and tell me who you're playing.
I'm Ben. I'm Gavin Crumble.
Gavin Crumble. And Lydia, who are you?
I'm Lydia. I'm also in Magnus and Rusty Quill Gaming, which is good, I'm assured, by objective people that aren't in it. That's not true. I don't know anyone that's not in it. We all are bit parts in Alex and Johnny's dances. And I'm playing Freddy, who is a himbo. So I can't remember the voice. So it's going to be this now. Freddy.
God, what did Freddy sound like?
No, we can't have two Welsh people.
Mr. Crumble. I suppose I'm thinking more of the family I've got in Wrexham, where it's kind of like on the edge of Welsh.
Just say Mr. Crumble a few times. Freddy.
Was it kind of deep? You were like, oh,
no, I'm Freddy. I don't know.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, I like that. Keep that.
Hello, oh, no. I'm Freddy. Okay, this will be Freddy. I'm actually kind of doing an impression of that dog that's very famous on TikTok. Hello.
What, there's a TikTok dog?
Yeah.
Jeez, what do the children do on there?
I'm just going to gently highlight that we're 4 minutes in and we've yet to introduce four people.
It's fine. It's fine.
Hello,
Lowry. Who are you?
Hello, I'm Lowry, and I edit gaming and I produce Magnus Archives, and I'm playing Miss Pledge, and she's old as balls and very Welsh, and is very, very invested in Freddy's future, and that he goes full time soon, which as he has been promised.
I think Mr. Calcifer, sir, he did promise
there
that,
he
so
is.
It will definitely happen. I mean, he didn't say it in as many words. He just made, there was a feeling, you know?
Did he chuckle ominously and you were like, That's what that means.
That's a good sign. That is definitely a good sign. That chuckle, yes.
You awake atop the pump room in Slide World, feeling like something slightly weird and slightly wrong has gone on with the world, as though everything has shifted slightly and any inconsistencies are to be put down to the leaking in of cosmic space fabric into otherwise very normal chlorinated water.
I swear my shirt used to be white, not purple, but...
It's a good look on you, Gavin.
Does my hair still look good? Freddie mumbles nervously at Miss Pledge.
Freddie, of course it does, my love.
Phew.
But your contemplation of changes in shirt colour and or voices is broken by the sound of a baby crying. And you remember that a small baby, that whose parent you cannot remember at all. As far as you're aware, this baby must have bought their own ticket, and that seems normal to you. This baby is on a wooden bench. This, you know, one of them slide park wooden benches that you get?
Yeah.
And the flood of pitch black water that occasionally you can see glimmers of stars in is starting to rise, going up and up towards this baby.
Is the door that we came out of onto the roof rip-offable?
It was a trapdoor.
A trapdoor. Is that rip-offable? Could it
be
surfed?
There isn't really much in the way of like waves currently in
the
cosmic
that one might gather from running across the roof, jumping off, and then jumping onto the surfboard and skimming.
I will say, Freddy does not know enough to know that that is not possible.
Right, yes, but I can declare a lack of understanding gives me immunity to things harming me.
I absolutely cannot
remember the rules.
Oh yeah, there's dice.
It's roll 2d6.
Also, Beach Boys intensifies. We're indoors, aren't we?
Oh God,
everybody's surfing Dorset.
I spent my first 18 years in Dorset. Nobody surfs in Dorset. Or at least, if they do surf in Dorset, like...
Loads of people Johnny. I went to Poole Harbour.
Yeah, windsurfing in Poole Harbour.
Windsurfing.
Several times a year.
Fair enough.
Even from Dorset.
Like, I lived 10 minutes from Bournemouth Beach.
Yep.
And, like, if you saw people trying to surf, it was...
No, but windsurfing...
It was a bit of a sad affair.
Windsurfing,
you know?
Around Poole Harbour is pretty
fun. Yeah, okay,
fun.
No, windsurfing... Yeah.
Pretty sure I saw some people try surfing on Shell Bay. Didn't go well for them, but they tried.
No.
Yeah, okay.
People
like,
can paddleboard. People
right,
can paddleboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't try to surf. I'm just saying that, like, if your image of surfing is, like, cool, that is not the surfing you will find in Dorset.
Yeah, well, Freddy thinks that he looks cool, and
find out.
He rolls 2d6.
You're going to need, I would say, a 10, but you got Himbo will work for you here, so you'll need an 8.
Yeah, doesn't really matter, because I got 3.
You got a 3. Brilliant.
Rips the trapdoor off, leaps off the roof, runs along.
Yep.
The swell of the Baywatch theme. There's an echo. It's obviously
it's
in a minor key.
Very moving.
Because
it's Miss Pledge. She's got a lovely voice. She's Welsh.
She loved the Baywatch theme, in the valleys?
What is the Baywatch
theme? I keep trying to have it in my head, and all I can hear is like the Chariots of Fire, like...
Because they run slowly, right? So that's Chariots of Fire. That's the slow run song.
It's do-do-do-do-do-do.
Freddy,
it sounds like you're
Freddy
doing the A-Team theme badly.
And now I've got the Red Dwarf theme in my head.
Okay, so
only thing I know that goes slowly.
We're gradually progressing through Freddy's action. He's currently midair.
Yeah. Well, this is the problem, though, is that momentum doesn't seem to quite work. He's got the wrong tune in his head. The rhythm's off.
So the door hits the water, and for a second, Freddy's like, I'm doing it. But then the door sort of starts to slide down into the water, and then your feet and then your legs, and then...
I'll never let go, he says.
By the time you reach the bench with the baby, it's just your upper torso. Ooh. That, like, is gripping onto...
Paddleboarding.
Yeah, is gripping onto the edge. The baby is there right in your face, and the entire lower part of your body is currently dangling into the unending cosmos.
Okay.
It's pretty cold. I'm going to say you are taking 2 hit points of damage.
Oh, cool. I've got 5 hit points, so that's... Now I'm on 3.
As far as you two are concerned, Freddy never had legs.
Freddy was also always...
Just a torso.
Just an upper torso, yeah.
The baby is currently crawling towards you, Freddy, looking curious, as though it's interested in your face.
Come on, baby, how did you get a ticket? You won't be able to go on any of the rides.
Ms. Pledge, what are you doing watching Freddy struggle?
I think she should probably shout, Freddy, boy, pull yourself onto the bench! Because I haven't got my mop anymore to, like, try and help.
Your mop is actually, as far as I recall, one of the things that caused this issue.
I was defending my boy.
If I just listened to the authority figure in the room, this would have been fine.
Oh, shut up, Gavin.
You mean Mr. Calcifer? He's always the authority.
Is Gavin Crumble doing anything, or is Gavin also simply watching an unfurling disaster?
Gavin really wants to get back to his van to report this because he doesn't know how to handle abyss floods, and he's pretty sure head office might have an idea. They've probably got something in a handbook. So he just really needs to get back to his van. So he's going to look for routes to do that.
Yeah, you can probably, it'll be like hopping over rooftops and the occasional awning. You can see that the edge of Slide World has not quite been reached by the flood yet.
Okay.
Your van should be fine if you can get to it.
Okay, and I'm going to say I am motivated by a cold fury of these two individuals who...
But just to be clear, you are leaving Freddy to die.
Well, no, as far as I'm aware, Freddy's fine because Freddy never had the rest of his body,
okay,
so he's not in peril.
I mean,
he's
just... his face is...
Covered,
you know,
in baby sick.
Oh, yeah, you're quite right. The baby has been sick on your face.
Okay.
Well, not like fully sick, just like spit up a bit.
Right.
You know,
it's a stressed baby. That's what they do, you know?
The baby seems fine. Baby seems very happy.
Okay.
So there you go. So Freddy's just babysitting a pretty chill baby on a bench.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, to make your own way back, I will say that's an 8 difficulty. I will give you analytical, though, because it's very much like plotting out your... Have you ever done this? I mean, it's like... I always have this thing when I'm travelling around. Like, I'll imagine that gravity has changed direction, and then I'll, like, plot out routes, like how I would go down a street if gravity stopped. Do you not do this?
No.
Is this?
I've
is
never this... done that, no? But I think I might start doing it now.
I have done, but not as like a matter of course.
Well, I mean, look, no, okay, it's not something I do every day. It's just sometimes, isn't it? It's just, yeah. Anyway, you're just basically playing the floor is cosmos.
Yeah.
So yeah, make me your roll.
Right, I rolled a 4
and 4. Okay, you make it. I'm going to say, like, at one point, your leg slips, briefly goes into the unending black abyss of space, gets a bit chilly, but you pull it back out. So I'm going to say you lose 1 hit point.
Okay.
You reach your van, but as you do, the black waters are starting to lap at its tyres.
I'm flicking through the health inspection handbook for any emergency protocols for abyss floods.
What letter are you looking under?
F for flood.
Okay, yeah, no, there's quite a comprehensive... I mean, there's a very comprehensive section on flood.
Mm.
Generally, the advice is to first off turn it off at the source,
okay,
and then look into... Most parks should have drainage, so if it's not draining away, you probably want to look into what might be blocking the drainage systems. But mostly, the advice is stop water coming out, drain off water, and then analyse the system for the initial problem.
Okay. All right, I'm going to have a rifle through the back of my van, and, no.
That gives you a superpower, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I can get mundane equipment. I can get specialised equipment by spending an HP, and I only have 3 HP left, so...
That's a hard choice, isn't it?
Well, would I be able to find some sort of... Because I'm aware that the flood is miserable in some way. It's not something I want to get on me. It's very cold. So some sort of, like... I've got like a long, grabby, articulated stick for like sort of getting into.
Yeah, I'll say you have a grabby stick. I won't even make you spend a hit point for a grabby stick.
I suppose it's quite mundane.
Yes, I'd say it's pretty mundane.
Yeah.
I've got three with me right now.
So I'll get a grabby stick out of the thing.
One thing I will say you do notice is things don't seem to have a problem floating on top of this dart.
Well, I did.
Oh.
Well, no, yeah. It seems to be anything submerged in the dark water falls
through.
Okay,
in which case I would like to spend a hit point to have an inflatable life raft.
Yes!
I will say... Okay, let me... You cannot have a life raft... You can have two life rings.
Oh, blimey. Yeah, all right, I'll take it.
You're going to have to sit in it in that kind of thing, or your bum's sitting in the middle.
Yeah, my bum's going to be really cold.
And you also have some paddles. You also have some paddles.
For my life rings? What a sensible thing to pack. Okay, I'm on two hit points. Okay. Yeah, so I guess, like... There's a moment of quiet as I'm doing my things, and then I burst out the back of the van to the A-Team theme, of course. And I'm like, sort of kneeling on a life ring with another life ring, like, gripped in my teeth because they have the little ropes on them for grabbing. And I'm paddling with two hands of each paddle.
Behind you, the van sinks into the spilling out of this.
Beans.
Well done, Gavin! Shouts Miss Pledge.
What have you been doing during
Miss
this whole
Pledge
time?
Miss Pledge has actually been inspired by Gavin.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a water park. There must be dinghies around. Miss Pledge knows this park like the back of her hand. She's going to try and find a dinghy.
There aren't any dinghies, but you do know where the gift shop is, and the gift shop sells all sorts of, like, inflatable stuff for children, like water wings and that sort of thing.
Flamingos? Inflatable flamingos. You know, like the,
yes,
the
absolutely.
Rings that you sit with the...
Absolutely.
Sorry,
so I will,
horror, I forgot.
The spooky flamingos,
I will
fine.
Allow you to make your way down to the gift shop and get yourself an inflatable flamingo. It will cost you a hit point, though, largely because you will be partially in the dark, freezing void of space.
Miss Pledge will do that for Freddy. She doesn't care about the baby, just to be clear, for Freddy.
Okay,
to be fair on the flamingo, we are firmly into that element of horror that's like the absurdity of the mundane on the backdrop of everything.
Yes, oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Nothing says mundanity like an inflatable flamingo.
And Dorset.
And Dorset. Dorset is the most mundane. So, Freddy, the dark waters are starting to creep up over the top of the bench.
Oh, dear.
The baby's there. It's like, it doesn't really care. What are you doing?
Freddy's pulling himself onto the bench.
Yep, I'll allow you to do that.
Okay, cool. And Freddy is grabbing the baby and looking around for anything that he might jump onto. Is there anything? Even a
there's,
light?
There's Gavin approaching quite speedily.
Okay, that's
with
cool.
some high frames.
We'll blow the whistle in order to attract attention.
All right.
You know, and maybe to inspire everyone to confidence and action. You know, whistles are good for that.
Okay, so I will judge that you regroup to the sound of a very loud whistle.
Yeah.
Each with your
blowing
own
the chariots
sort
of fire theme.
But does the whistle modulate tone, or is it just ba 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 ba?
Yeah, it's pretty much that. Yeah. Johnny, I'm sorry I ruined your horror.
What, Lyd? How am I meant to maintain a steady tone of dread when there are jokes happening?
Oh no!
I'll ask you to keep your jokes to your own podcast, please.
He put a blasé baby on a bench, to be honest, so Johnny started it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
This is the coolest baby I've ever
this
met.
Has been, it's like Laurie said, I want serious horror.
Yes.
All three episodes, and I feel like I've delivered.
Oh, note taken, thank you.
I mean, to add a modicum of a pallor, of a shade of darkness to the proceedings... Freddy does yell for Mr. Calcifer.
Oh.
Mr. Calcifer! You said this was a good park!
You can see, if you look over towards like the balcony next to his office, a dark, stick-thin figure is overlooking the unfolding carnage.
What do we do, Mr. Calcifer? He's now become Sam.
You can hear, just distantly on the breeze... You learn to swim.
Right, that does actually sound like useful advice.
I see that. Oh dear.
So what's your next move?
If you said we've regrouped, I'll throw Freddy a life ring and a paddle.
So I'll judge you all now have, broadly speaking, the ability to move throughout this flooding park, though Freddy is clutching a baby.
And sad.
And sad at the betrayal of everything he stood for, which was a water park.
So the health inspector's manual recommends that we find the blockage and clear it. It seems the water isn't draining away, which is a problem. I don't know why I've become a man from the radio.
I mean, Ben, in a very literal way, you are a man from the radio.
You are. You have been a man from the radio for so many.
That's very true.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Miss Pledge, you would know. You know the park like the back of your... Where is the big drain?
The big drain? It's by Fluttery Bye-Byes. You know, the kids are sick a lot, so we need the quick exit there. Yes, you're right, it must be blocked. Come on, let's go.
I have my regulation drain grabber.
Oh, good, because I've lost my mop.
And I've got a baby.
Oh, congratulations.
So, you can paddle over to Fluttery Bye-Byes, not to be confused with Buttery Fly-Byes.
No, other side of the park.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come on, narrator.
Laurie, could you describe Fluttery Bye-Byes for me? Because I believe it was you were the one that invented it. Or was
no,
it?
I invented the toilet bowl.
Right.
But I believe Fluttery Bye-Bye was the ride that shoots the children in inflatable rings that have wings on them that don't make them any more aerodynamic. In fact, makes them spin a lot, hence the vomit, hence the need for a drain. Yep.
Okay, so at the moment, so you approach, and as you do, you can see children in inflatable rings just being fired off, and skirting atop this dark black abyss, and there's just this sort of collection of floating, slightly confused children just off to one side, about 10 of them, just sort of rotating slowly.
I mean, I've got no time for them. We're heading straight for the drain. It's over here.
Okay. As you approach the large drain, you can see there's a glow starting to come up from below the pitch black waters.
Oh, no.
Now, I can tell you that wasn't here before. I am pretty sure that was not. I have cleaned out this drain a lot of times, as Miss Pledge says.
It is the glow. It's like an eldritch purple glow. You know the eldritch purple, right? Yeah. You know the eldritch purple. It's glowing the eldritch purple in a intricate star-like pattern. Yeah, I mean it's pretty. It's quite pretty, you know. You're looking and you're like, nice. But it does look like it is stopping any water from draining out.
I'll fish a little tape-based dictaphone out of my pocket, click the record button and go,
Help Inspector's log, health date Wednesday. It appears that there's some sort of glowing foreign object blocking the drain that's causing the flood. So I'm going to attempt to unblock it now.
And I've got my little grabber.
Okay.
Poke it into the water and try and dislodge the purple blockage.
Okay, well, so as you do, you feel like an ice-cold shock, like halfway between ice and electricity, sort of jolt up your arm. Could you make me a roll to see if you drop your grabber?
Yes, although I would say that I am following all of the correct procedures and regulations, so I would like to invoke bureaucrat because I'm very much just doing my job.
Yeah, all right, I'll let you have that when you need a
six. It's fine, Johnny, I'll roll like a 2 or something, it won't matter. Actually, it didn't matter in the other way. I rolled a 9.
Hey! Yeah, you pull it back. Whatever's blocking it, it doesn't appear to be a physical object.
Blockage appears to be metaphysical. I'm not really sure if the manual has any solutions for this.
And any ideas, guys?
As you stare at it, you hear a rushing of water from behind you. And you turn to see a figure approaching.
You
recognise Mr. Calcifer.
Is he walking on the water?
No, it's like the water is sort of buoying up beneath him and moving him along.
Sort of babadooking on the water.
Yeah, he's babadooking along the water. He's got the arms down in the babadook pose.
See, that means nothing to me because I've never seen it, but I'm imagining the gentleman from Buffy.
It just feels very anime to me. I haven't seen...
Do you think he's got his arms out behind him? He's like...
He doesn't have his arms out behind him,
yeah.
Ben.
And there's
this is serious.
Hey, it was Lydia's suggestion.
If you two can't behave, me and Lo, I'll throw you in the abyss, and me and Lo will finish this episode ourselves.
Yes, John.
Okay.
I mean, let's be honest. That is yeah, where this is barreling towards. I mean,
okay, there's a non-zero chance that is going to happen.
That's where
anyway,
what's the word? That's where the momentum of the plot is headed.
Well, currently the momentum of Mr. Calcifer is headed straight towards.
Nice.
Straight towards Ulid. Straight towards Freddy.
Mr. Calcifer, sir. I never doubted that you would turn up and you would fix this. Could you possibly explain to this health and safety man exactly how this is healthy and safe? Because it's not that I ever doubted you, but it is a little confusing to me in my untrained state. I am very happy to listen to and help with the assistance of the fixing of the drains, sir. The healthy, safe,
certainly,
safety.
Certainly, fixing. Freddy, I will explain. I will explain. You see, darkness and the abyss is the healthy state of existence, and right, life is a blight.
Oh.
So,
Freddy frowns.
I very much made a pact with the dark powers to help cure that blight from, at the very least, Dorset. Maybe the rest of the world. I have big dreams, but you've got to start somewhere.
You did always say to me to watch how I was going because it would lead to strange things, yes. Okay, does that mean that there is no way to stop this flood from taking over, say, the world?
Ultimately, no. I'll be honest, I didn't expect it to happen quite so quickly. I had a lot of more preparations to do, but you work with what you have. So, welcome to the future of the flooded world.
So is that... It sounds like it's not completely finished, then.
No, it's fine.
Mr. Calcifer, sir, is there... It's... Oh, okay, so what is it? I could... Freddy frowns... and then smiles and then frowns again. I could help you with whatever is not quite finished or vulnerable in
yes,
this
yes,
setup.
Mr. Calcifer, let us help you.
Okay, make me a roll, and I'll give you a bonus for dedicated, because you have always served Mr. Calcifer very well.
Dedicated, earnest, himbo. Ooh! Someone rolled a 9.
Ooh, that's nice. Okay, Mr. Calcifer stops for a second and sort of steeples his fingers.
You wish to help me, Freddy?
Oh, yes, Mr. Calcifer, sir. I would be extremely...
Very well. But first, I will require proof of your dedication.
Freddy looks confused, looks down at his hands. He's holding a baby in one and a whistle in the other. Looks very pained.
No, the health inspector. Throw the health inspector into the abyss.
Or... really rather you didn't.
Because he's the one that hasn't... I mean, he hasn't offered to pledge his loyalty to me. So I feel that that's probably a fair test of your loyalty.
Well, hang on a minute. No, to be quite honest, if the options are help you or the unending freezing abyss, I will help you. I do like an authority figure. And, well, hey, if you want to be my new head office, then go right ahead.
Freddy continues his pained expression and then, with a look of resolution... hands his whistle to Mr. Calcifer.
Says his pledge.
Okay, well...
So, the sign of his employee, it's the employee lanyard.
Well, no, but this is a gesture that makes me think that you're quitting.
No, not the opposite.
Sorry, we're getting cross wires here.
Are we still going with the throw me in the abyss? I am prepared to pledge.
So the thing is, if you're all on Team Calcifer...
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, then we can just sort of kick back in my office and let the world flood.
I thought you said that there was a problem. So,
well, yes, I mean, obviously,
maybe
obviously the obviously the sort of the ceiling incantation isn't fully finished yet. But fundamentally, if you're not really opposing me, then it'll work anyway.
Well, that's very true. But I have been looking at the rate of flow and the the speed of the expansion.
It'll take longer.
Well, the longer it takes, the more time there's some sort of eldritch task force can be assembled to stop your plan. I think we should really... I think, look, tell you what, I'm from a government body and, well,
Let me tell you, the amount of correspondence we get from the Eldritch Task Force trying to get us to shut down spooky swimming pools is incredible.
Really?
Honestly, they just won't shut up. Yes, honestly.
That seems...
I suppose I didn't really look into it much before I started.
Oh, so you think you're the only game in town here, sir? Well,
let me tell
you. No. They have shut down tens, hundreds even, of, from small time to big time Eldritch crooks. Oh, it's an apocalypse a minute.
Mr. Casper, we must fix this immediately. Come on, let's go. Take us to your unfinished thing.
That's, he sort of points towards the seal. That's the bit that's unfinished, because once it's finished, the flood will increase.
Oh, the seal.
So if we need to go back to my office, and then there are a few more sacrifices.
Oh, I see. So Mr. Calcifer, sir, what theoretically could break it? Because then
now it sounds like you're trying to trick me into weakness.
Oh no!
Which...
Come on, Freddy boy, shush now.
Freddy's huge eyes, like the most dedicated, earnest.
Okay, look, here's the deal. If you genuinely want to help me, grab a few of those children on rings, bring them up to my office, and we'll do the ritual, finish it all off. Don't worry, the children will be fine until we throw them back out into the abyss. It's just a blood thing. You know, just Eldritch. It's fine. Or if you don't want to, I'm going to assume that you're still trying to stop me, and we're going to, obviously.
Miss Pledge would like to just attack Mr. Calcifer.
Okay.
She's decided Freddy is in danger. She knows Freddy. Freddy's just saved a baby. Freddy isn't going to go along with this. Again, Miss Pledge couldn't
tell us.
Okay, I
will say he is completely unprepared, because he's really got into his own head about this. Like, he's...
She's going to leap on him, screaming, okay. Paddle, Freddy! Go, boy!
Okay, I'm going to ask... you'll need an 8. I don't think you have anything that's going to help you here.
I'm very loyal and resourceful and old as balls.
I don't know if any of those things are going to, like, assist you with leaping
You don't
leaping
get
onto
to be
a...
an old as balls without fighting skills,
This is
Johnny.
True.
Especially in Dorset.
I'm from Dorset, and you do. A lot of people there are old.
I got a 10!
Hey! Okay.
Oh my gosh.
You're in your flamingo.
Yes.
You leap off your flamingo and sort of like just kind of tackle Mr. Calcifer.
Mm.
You hit him square in the centre of the torso, and he sort of topples backwards like a tree, and he is now like prone. He is on top of the water. The water is not sort of absorbing him, but he's lying there. He's sort of trying to fight you off, but he's very scrawny, actually.
Mm. Can Freddy, in a fit of anguished, twisted, broken loyalty, start whacking Mr. Calcifer in the head with a paddle?
I'm so glad you said paddle.
It's so... I don't know what this is about.
Yeah, he's being held down by an old cleaner. So I'll say you just need a 6.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm going to hope that the baby is old enough to deal with kind of the fact that he's sort of tucked under an arm while the other arm is whacking Mr. Calcifer in the head.
It's a very strong arm.
Yes.
And this baby has been super chill so far. So.
He's a very chill baby.
Really chill baby. I'm guessing that he's at least a bit of the dark depth of space. As in, he's like, okay,
yeah.
Cool. Rolled a 7.
A 7? Yeah, that's enough. You're just whacking him. He's like, ow, like, yeah, you've kind of got him. I mean, obviously not exactly where you want him, because ideally you wouldn't want him like floating on top of the void. But he's being hit in the head. He's being pinned by a tiny angry cleaner. Ben, what's Gavin Crumble doing?
Well, okay, so given that like I was also going to try the old knock him into the abyss and watch him disappear, and that hasn't worked, but he is pretty thoroughly distracted. So he's mentioned this sort of ritual going on in his office. So I'm going to like quietly sort of just paddle off to his office, because I've seen him standing spookily at the balcony, which was his first mistake for telling me where his office was. And yeah, I'm going to try and break into his office to disrupt whatever ritual.
Okay, you can paddle off to the office. So he's going to try and shove you off of him, Lowry.
Okay.
And he's going to fail quite significantly.
Oh.
What do you want to do?
I guess, can we tie him up somewhere so that we can
not
go and
really
help
you
Gavin?
Don't have the like the thing is you, you A, you don't really have any rope, and B, like, you can tie him up as much as you could easily tie up a surfboard while like on it in the sea, which is in my imagination not easily.
Well, of course,
but,
I forgot,
you know.
I was riding him essentially. No, I think you're right. And we've sorted the drain, really, haven't we?
Or... I mean, you haven't at all, because it's still sealed by an eldritch symbol.
Oh, okay.
We try poking it
maybe
in.
Maybe we should throw him
yes,
into it.
I'm going to try and get, like, so I want to, like...
Paddle him.
Yes.
You want to try and paddle
like,
him.
His head breaks the spooky symbol.
Okay, so you want to paddle Mr. Calcifer into the spooky symbol.
Yeah. Towards the Eldritch train.
Okay, I'll
allow you. You should have made Freddy full time months ago, and you know it. He's the best thing about this park, you awful man.
Yeah, right, that was Mr. Calcifer's crime.
Ben, You have arrived at the office. Gavin Crumble is there. It looks like a very normal bureaucratic office, except for in the middle, there is a small table which has an ornate stone bowl full of utterly still, pitch-black water in the middle. And as a bureaucrat, you know that's not standard for an office.
Yeah, that isn't. I would have more expected, like, a Newton's cradle or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. I can't even think of a good one-liner.
Did you just make
Gavin
yourself
Crumble's
laugh?
Gavin Crumble's such a nerd. Yeah, I'm going to use my grabber. And
that's actually just very smart. I was going to do you some damage.
Yeah, that's it. I was like, oh, spooky water. Okay, well, looks like this needs to be disposed of in the appropriate manner. And I'll pick up the grabber, like with a sort of smelting bowl.
Sure.
And just carefully pour the water into the waste paper bin.
Right, yeah.
I'm having loose spooky water, all right?
Okay, brilliant. I'll get you to give me a roll, but this is a very... bureaucratic. Yeah, you need a four. Just roll a four.
Six.
Hey. Yeah, okay. Away it goes. Okay, as that is being poured away, Lowry, you have paddled Mr. Calcifer into the symbol. And it starts to, like, the purple eldritch light changes to a green eldritch light, then a red eldritch light, as things start to shudder and shake, and his body starts to be drawn downwards, telescoping out infinitely and curling around the infinite never-ending abyss. You can feel yourself getting pulled down as well. Freddy, do you want...
Freddy reaches out a paddle.
Okay.
To grab the paddle, Miss Pledge.
Okay.
Thank you, Freddy boy.
Right, I'm going to say that's going to be an 8 to grab the paddle. Do you have anything you think might help?
No. Well, I will put out there that Miss Pledge did grow up on the Gower, where the surf is really good. So she can handle a surfboard, even if it's twisting into the unknown abyss. Oh no, I got a 7.
You got a 7.
Yeah.
Well, I'm afraid as you reach...
No, Miss Pledge! Freddy reaches and screams and whistles at the same
Freddy
time.
Boy! Take care of the boy!
His pledge vanishes.
Your
tea's
in the storm.
I'll call the baby Miss Pledge.
Oh my god.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, because the seal was broken, Freddy does remember Miss Pledge. Her memory has not been wiped.
Oh, that's kind.
All mercies.
But yeah, the water starts to drain away, the land returns, peace once again reigns over Slide World, and Freddy can raise the baby up and be like, oh, I'll name you after the bravest person I know. Ms. Pledge.
Do the people that were sunk in the water not come back
no,
then?
No,
so
they're gone.
Like a lot of...
They're gone.
Okay.
You got a free baby.
Cool. So there's a lot of... Freddy's a young single dad with no job
now. Hey, Lynn,
now.
Do you want to do a sort of few years later flash forward?
Yeah, let's have an epilogue. Flash forward.
It's Freddy and Gavin Crumble are now presiding over a small and reasonably successful and very clean water park with their small adopted child, Miss Pledge.
The toilet bowl has been renamed the Ms. Pledge Memorial Rotating Descender.
Uh, There's a statue at the end.
It's the Miss Pledge Memorial Park.
That's it, that's the name.
All of the rides are just named what they were before, but with
the Miss Pledge Memorial Log Flume.
I like the Miss Pledge Memorial Slide World. We just couldn't change the name of it. But
legally, it was actually kind of a legal headache to try and change it because there's a lot of branding stuff.
Yeah. So, of course, we've got the Tank Museum, Monkey World, and the Miss Pledge Memorial Slide World.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
You've just put some balsa wood over that corridor that led to the pump. The pump area, and it's just, you know.
Yeah.
We've hung an out of order sign on the devil's note. That, what was it called again?
Hellfall.
The Hellfall has been out of order for 2 years. But aside from that, everything's fine. Ms. Pledge is growing up.
As the light dims, we sort of see Miss Pledge, the now precocious and adventurous child, begin to lever off the balsa wood to look behind.
And from one of the drains, just a small bubble of dark black water. The end. .. question mark.
Dun, dun, dun.
I know it by the back of my hand.
Oh, yeah, that does actually. Yeah, that does become quite sinister in context of an epilogue.
Cue the Stranger Things-esque Netflix special with Miss Pledge and their ragtag group of Goonie-esque friends.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us. And thank you to Ben and to Lydia and to Lowry for joining me for this event.
Which happened all in one go.
All in one go.
Absolutely.
And thank you, Johnny, for making this happen.
Yes.
So this is all your fault.
This is all your fault.
You mean it's all my fault? Lowry was the one who was like, hey, can you run a game, like, tomorrow?
Look, now. I'm glad that bit has bookended this.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Aww. Enjoy the rest of Magnus. And good luck with Lowry piecing this together.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye,
bye everyone.
This episode is distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 international license. For more information, visit rustyquill.com. Tweet us at @TheRustyQuill. Visit us on Facebook or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
Hi everyone, it's Kareem, the voice of Simon Fairchild from the Magnus Archives. Today, I'm here to advertise Beck's End, an upcoming new audio drama that will be launching on the RQ network. Beck's End is a folk horror audio drama about isolation, belief, radicalization, and poses the question if redemption is possible. When floodwaters swallow an idyllic English Lake District village, a stranded journalist finds herself trapped in a rising tide of fear. Cut off from the outside world, she begins to uncover horrors both human and biblical, lurking beneath the surface. If this intrigues you, you can support the creation of Beck's End on Kickstarter until the 17th of July. For more information on the show and to pledge your support, visit becksend.com. That's becksend.com. And you might recognize a voice here or there. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
Hi, Alex here, founder and CEO of Rusty Quill Limited. In case you haven't heard, there is now a Magnus Archives novel. The Library of Jürgen Leitner is set in the world of the Magnus Archives and written by Nebula Award-winning author Premi Mohammed with our very own Jonathan Sims. The story follows Hugh, a university dropout desperate to find somewhere to belong, and his new job at an esoteric library. The books he must investigate for the enigmatic Jürgen Leitner are not normal, because the library is not a vault, sealed and silent, but a hive, alive, buzzing, and ready to sting. The Library of Jürgen Leitner releases October 27th, 2026, but you can pre-order it right now in the US and UK from your local bookshop or by using the link in the episode description. If you live outside of the UK or US, you may be able to make an international order for this first publication, but it depends on individual retailers' shipping policies.